From the studios at Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters. Idaho's lack of low-income housing is no secret, and the need continues to grow. In fact, last year, a report from the National Low-Income Housing Coalition projected that our state needs more than 24,000 more homes for the most economically disadvantaged Idahoans. And as costs go up, more people are priced out of a home or they end up living in substandard housing. Boise Valley Habitat for Humanity is trying to change all of that. They have built more than 80 homes, and they've helped many more folks who are growing older and want to stay in their houses. And this week, they're in Washington, D.C., because they're meeting with our congressional leaders to advocate for affordable housing solutions and to also ask them to support the Neighborhood Homes Investment Act. Janessa Chastain is the executive director of Boise Valley Habitat for Humanity, and as I mentioned, she is back on the East Coast today and joining us now. Janessa, nice to have you on the program.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on. I'm so excited to talk about housing in Idaho and how we can be part of the solution.
So, Janessa, my first question for you is pretty simple. What is Habitat for Humanity?
Habitat for Humanity is an organization that seeks to help create more safe and stable housing throughout the world. So our primary model is that of building new homes. We partner with families that are low income and help build a house alongside them and volunteers so that they can have a home that they own, that they pay a mortgage on, that they can raise a family in, and finally have a place that for them is stable and is secure and is something that they can make into their dream home.
And how did the Boise Valley chapter of this get started, and how long has it been in existence?
So Boise Valley Habitat for Humanity has been in existence for a little over 30 years. It was a group of volunteers that came together because they recognized that affordable housing was a need in the Treasure Valley. They started as all volunteers, just a group of people who really cared passionately about serving their community. And then it has grown into an organization that still relies on our volunteers, but also has staff as well.
So let's talk about what you do and what you don't do. Okay. And what I mean by that is there might be some misconceptions out there that you give away free homes. How do you really help people? Because, I mean, they put skin in the game.
Absolutely, they do. Yeah, the homes are not given away for free. They're, you know, while that could be a beautiful thing for us, we are looking at giving people an opportunity at home ownership. And it's home ownership in a way that is really quite traditional as far as having a mortgage, they pay property taxes, all of those fun pieces of home ownership. And so we select families based on a couple of criteria, based on income, and their ability to partner with us to build the house. And then they are out there every weekend helping build alongside us. They are hammering the nails into the studs that will hold up the walls that will shelter their kids. They're laying down flooring. I've helped families hang the doors. So every piece of it, they are there for. And then we offer zero interest mortgage loans. And so they are able to get the house financed at a very affordable price. That is below, obviously, the market value for homes in this area. But they do have a mortgage and make those mortgage payments every month, just like every other homeowner.
So let's talk about this other program you have, which I was not aware of, which is called a home repair program. So how does this work? And then how important is this for some people as well?
Our repairs program is quite new. And so I'm happy and excited to talk about it. Because our repairs program is helping people stay in their homes and have their homes remain stable and safe. So it continues and expands our mission. But we have a couple different areas that we've really been working in. One of them is helping people to age in place safely. And so that is doing things like adding accessibility ramps so someone can get in and out of their house more easily if they use a mobility device or if they're just a little bit shaky on stairs. We can install grab bars, things that are relatively simple, like switching out doorknobs from a twist to a handle can make somebody's life a lot easier as they age. We also have been partnering with other businesses in town, like Mighty Dog Roofing, to help replace roofs for people. So again, they can stay safe in their home and make it livable for generations to come. So our repairs program is really focused on low-income families and some of those fundamental repairs that are needed so that their home works for them.
I just love that program. I mean, because we hear so often about people wanting to age in place, right? And they don't have the ability to do that. So this is really phenomenal. So where do you get the funding then to be able to have this new program?
We get the funding for the new program from local businesses sponsoring. You know, they will come out and help us build our ramps and be a part of that process, but they also are generous with their donations. And so that is one of the major ways. We get some grants through Habitat International, some grants with our, again, our local partners that we have worked with in the past. And then we do ask the families as they are able to make contributions as well. And so we can set up some different payment systems, and it really depends, again, on the ability of the family. But we do ask them to contribute as they can as well.
So with all this said, Janessa, in your opinion and in what you see in the job that you do, how great is the need for affordable housing here in Idaho?
The need for affordable housing in Idaho is incredibly large. We were consistently on lists as the least affordable housing market in North America. You know, the way that rent and home prices were rising and the wages were really staying stagnant has put us in a true crisis. But we are also not so far into that crisis that we can't address it meaningfully. And so we see this crisis in front of us. We're all really aware that Idahoans are just not able to afford a place to live. Their rent is more than 50% of their income. Their mortgages are just entirely out of reach for the average Idahoan right now. And we need a multi-step approach to solving that problem. So you have to build the multifamily housing complexes. You have to have that high density housing, but you also need the moderate density housing that creates a more permanent solution. You need home ownership as a part of it to remove people from those low income rentals altogether. And keep them in a place that's stable for generations. And so each of the nonprofits and each of the organizations and each of the developers that are working on this are an essential part of the solution to the problem. But we do have to be really aggressive in how we approach it so that we don't hit the large crisis point that we see in other quickly growing places.
Mm-hmm. Let me reintroduce you really quick if people are just joining us now. We're talking with Janessa Chastain. She is the Executive Director of Boise Valley Habitat for Humanity, and we're talking about the true need for affordable housing. So I want to hear about a success story. Tell us about it, you know, one family that has stuck out to you that your organization has been able to help.
So we recently talked with a young woman who had grown up in a Habitat house, Salima. Her family came to our country to, you know, really pursue that American dream of building a better life for their kids. She talks about what it was to finally know that they were going to come home to the same place, that they could put paint on their walls, they could, you know, stick push pins into the walls and hang up posters, created a safe environment for them to come and do their homework. Salima's now the chief of staff of a major housing nonprofit in New York City as she's working on her degree through Harvard University. That is what Habitat provides. We help give kids a place where they can thrive, and then they go on to do more than we could ever imagine while still giving back to their community and still caring about the things like affordable housing that impacted their life so much.
Yeah. So as I mentioned at the beginning of our segment, you are in Washington, D.C. right now because you're there for Habitat on the Hill. So for folks who aren't familiar, what is that and what are you hoping to do?
Habitat on the Hill is an opportunity for people who work with Habitat for Humanity to come together and to speak to our legislators and say, hey, what we do is important. And there's a bunch of ways that you can support this work. It gives us an opportunity to tell them our stories and remind them that the work that they're doing, which can sometimes maybe feel a little faceless, does have mm-hmm. a face to it and does have an incredible impact in the communities they represent. And so this is a great week for us to just sit down with our legislators, and we're going to talk about a few things with them. So as you mentioned, the Neighborhood Homes Investment Act is really focused on revitalizing distressed neighborhoods. It's going into a place and building new homes, but also helping renovate existing homes so that those can continue to create shelter for people for many, many generations. So it's looking at places that are in poor condition and where the property values are really low, and then helping raise that place together. So for Habitat, that's a great opportunity for us to partner with local developers and have that public-private mm-hmm. partnership in order to create housing. There's some great restrictions around what those houses can then sell for that make sure that they stay available to those in the workforce and those who are lower income that are looking for that stable housing. So it really prevents that, you know, developer coming in and making it out of reach for the average Idahoan. It's helping keep those prices more stable. We also are going to talk to our legislators about the importance of federal funding for the work that we do. There's a couple of programs that help fund our work and make it so that we can continue to build in our communities. And we just want to remind them that as they vote about those things like budgets that, again, can sort of drag on in the debate, that there is real stakes behind it and that there is a real impact. And they're always welcome to come out and swing a hammer to really feel mm-hmm. that impact in their neighborhoods.
You know, Janessa, as we've mentioned, there is so much need out there, and there just seems to never be, you know, enough help. So with that said, how are you feeling about the future of housing in Idaho?
I am excited that there is so much substantial conversation around housing in Idaho. People care about it. People see it affecting their neighbors, and they know that it's affecting their own lives. And so I'm encouraged to hear people taking housing seriously. I think that we are trying to find the best solutions, and that's a time that allows for incredible creativity. We have hope in what Idaho is going to continue to become. And I think that that's one of the best places that we can be, is a people who are working together, being creative and being hopeful that we are going to continue to provide safety and stability for Idaho families.
So what can people do to help? What can the average person do to help if they want to be a part of this and to help make a difference?
You know, we have a few asks. The first, of course, is you can always donate to Boise Valley Habitat for Humanity. That's one of the best ways to impact this work, is to help fund it. We, of course, also always love volunteers. And so to sign up to volunteer, you might have a gift that you don't know would be helpful to us, but we want to learn about you and learn what you can provide to our organization. We also ask that you be excited about the idea of what housing can look like in your neighborhood. If Habitat starts to build a house in your neighborhood, you know, bring over treats for the volunteers. Be excited about welcoming the family. And remember that having a diversity of who lives in and around us is going to make us all better. And finally, talk to your legislators. Let them know that affordable housing matters to you. Let them know that supporting funding and support of affordable housing is crucial to you, because you know it's crucial to a better community.
Well, Janessa, thank you for all the work that you do, and really appreciate you taking time out of your really busy schedule right now to talk with us.
Yeah, I appreciate you all taking the time to talk with me. I'm really grateful for that.
Absolutely. We've been talking with Janessa Chastain. She is the Executive Director of Boise Valley Habitat for Humanity. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Race might be a hot topic right now, but for so many of us, talking about race is nothing new. On the Code Switch podcast from NPR, we go beyond the headlines and we go deep. Listen now.